Hello, is Eggnon local there?
Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm probably going to vote.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. Now, to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
35.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. We use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving K-12 education.
Improving what?
Improving K-12 education.
Pretty important.
And so on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means not important at all, 5 somewhat important, and 10 most important, any number between 0 and 10?
Maybe 8.
I'm sorry, what?
Maybe 8.
Eight. Thank you. The next one is making college more affordable.
Maybe 5.
The next one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
That'll be a 9.
And the last one on this section is reducing substance abuse in our communities.
They can't do anything about that, so I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. People use it. That's not the government job, right?
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how important would you... Thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are getting better, worse, or about the same as in what communities?
I don't know.
And let me just repeat it because I think I read it wrong. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is, and thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? Out of the list, you can select up to 2. The first one is opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, or cigarettes.
Opioids.
Opioids, and the next one?
Do you have a lot more to go?
Yes, we're halfway there.
Halfway?
Halfway, yes. So what is the second factor you think is having the most negative impact on the African American community? Is it alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, or cigarettes?
Maybe cannabis.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one is heat-not-burn tobacco products.
What about it?
Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with heat-not-burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
The next one is oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar.
And the last one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
Not familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains as the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco to less harm or smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Do you think it is cost of smoking has gone up, more education, anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
More education.
More education, thank you. Now, I'm going to read two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A is, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less risk or health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing to or able to quit entirely. Or statement B. Statement B says, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our own daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So after hearing this, which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
A.
Statement A. And do you strongly agree with statement A or somewhat agree with statement A?
I agree. Not strongly,
somewhat?
But yes, I agree. Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
It's about the same. It's harmful.
Okay, would you have a scale that helps? Would you say they are much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
More harmful.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, as we are about to finish the survey, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Eight.
Thank you. The next one is, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may choose just not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Seven.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And we hear about opioid death every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
5.
Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you for the last time. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
No.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep or Chew?
What?
Smokeless tobacco, such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
Yes.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Heat-not-burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year?
Last year of schooling that you have completed.
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Yes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Just stop me when I get to your category. Was it 1 to 11th grade, or 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or a bachelor's degree, postgraduates like a master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Yeah, postgraduate.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Is it wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area with where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless of you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you say you're a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong one.
Thank you.
All set? Hello? Hello?